You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, hope everyone is well tonight. As you know, I have one of my books, Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver. I have been an awesome executive chauffeur for the past 30 years, starting diapers. Not exactly, but I pooped my diapers. Yeah, but not exactly. I wasn't a driver all that long, maybe 20, 25 years for a Diva limousine. And I have quite the stories in here, the juicy stories, which I also have a podcast, Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver with yours truly and Seth Goldstein. I lost the bet, you guys. I lost the bet to two wonderful friends of mine, Mila Tuchenko and Tatiana Kalishoshko. Hope I got it right. You know, our DJ and an artist, respectively, and they're going to go ahead and interview me and talk about the P. Diddy stories that I have, because I have quite a couple of P. Diddy stories. And my Kamala Harris date that I, had at once upon a time in my personal vehicle. So this is the cool thing, you know, because I got to actually date her. Well, not necessarily, but, well, I can't really talk about it. I'm a busting Ashton Kutcher. I can't really speak about it until these ladies interview me, and then at which point I will divulge, talk about the story. But anyhow, that's it. That's that. And that said, I am delighted to have a wonderful guest tonight. My good friend, Mr. Perez Hilton, everyone. Unless you've been living, my buddy, holy mother of God. I was about to say, like, unless you've been living under a rock, I mean, you've amassed followers galore, people that, you know, your friends and foes. I mean, there's no such thing as bad publicity at the end of the day. How are you tonight?
I am excited to chat with you and grateful that 20 years later, I'm still here. I'm alive. I'm healthy. Since, you know, maybe you've not been keeping up with me, not you necessarily, but right, your audience. I have three kids now, so I'm even busier than before.
Right, and you have a beautiful dog. You have a beautiful puppy, right?
Some passed away.
Oh no! What? Are you serious? Yeah. I'm so sorry, but
oh, it's all good. It happens.
Do you reside in Los Angeles or Las Vegas these days?
I moved to Las Vegas 2 years ago, and I'm so much happier. I did my time in LA.
Your stint.
And honestly, the main reason I moved to Vegas is for my children.
Because beautiful.
It's an easier city to get around. Like,
absolutely.
I am a single dad, and in LA, I just started to really hate how it would take me an hour to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Here in Vegas, 20 minutes on average, sometimes a lot less.
I'm jealous.
Now I live super close to everything, so I'm so thankful.
Now you're showing off. Our traffic is horrendous. It takes, you know why they call it the 405? You know why? Because it takes 4 or 5 hours to get anywhere in town. I mean, honest to God, I've been watching you since the beginning of time. I mean, no, seriously. Wait, who came first? The chicken or the egg kind of thing? No, TMZ? Or did you come on the scene first?
I did a while before TMZ.
You did?
Yeah.
Holy mother God. I was like, okay, and in the recesses of your mind, of your, you know, memory, do you remember in your memory bank? How that's a while back, 20 years. My son's 20 years old. Shout out to James Matthew. Do you remember what was the first breaking news from Mr. Perez Hilton? That was a blog right?
Yeah. When I first started, it really was more of just, you know, reactive, like responding to this, seeing that, giving my opinion. But then pretty quickly, I started to share news because I lived in Los Angeles when I began my little blog at the time. And a lot of my friends worked in entertainment. I do remember the like one of the first stories was it just happened so organically. Back in the early 2000s, New Line Cinema used to have their offices on Robertson Boulevard, right next to the News Cafe. I don't think that restaurant is still open anymore. Is that still there?
I remember the one with the picket fence. We used to go with my first wife.
Yeah, that was across the
Ivy.
Ivy.
Okay, yeah. I know exactly where.
So my friends worked on Robertson, and one day Lindsay Lohan got into a car crash.
That's right.
And she hit and run. Mm-hmm. Like she got into a car crash, but then abandoned her car.
That's right.
And went running into a boutique. So that my friends heard, went downstairs and were taking photos, and they sent them to me. A few of my friends that happened to work there, and I published it. And that's really reflective of how things were so different back then, because when I first started, there really wasn't anybody breaking celebrity news online or on social media. You know, it was all about the traditional mainstream ways of celebrity coverage. But then I came around, and as soon as something happened, like literally within minutes, I had that up on my little blog. And I would never take credit for anything, but I definitely played a part
totally
in the change.
Yeah.
You know, now it's all about immediacy, like as quickly as possible.
You're absolutely right, which is going to tie into as to why you're really here. Your gossip columns were, truth be told, until you mentioned and now that you had friends in the business, I was honestly thinking, like, how does he get all the smoking guns? Like, do you pay different people to go? And, you know, like, some people would pay, like, the paparazzi, right? Like, the papos to go and get information. And I was going to ask you, how to gather information. You must have a lot of friends in Hollywood, my man, from early on.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends and sometimes even celebrities themselves.
Right. Which begs the question, Perez Hilton, you know, obviously it's a play on the famous Perez Hilton, the heiress to the Hilton dynasty, if you will, socialite and whatnot. Is that, like, were you somewhat infatuated? Did she resonate more with you in some way, shape, or form? Or?
It was just, you know, I love the name because it kind of instantly told you what I was all about.
Right.
Obviously, it's not my real name.
No,
but,
correct.
You know, when you hear Perez Hilton, it's a bit of a head scratcher.
Right.
And the Perez is me. It's the outsider. It's the Latino. It's the different. It's a different approach to Hilton, to Hollywood,
right,
to the main, to the celebrity news. So like, from the very beginning, I wanted to do things differently, and I did. And I think the name helped with that.
Yeah, the name is definitely like a hybrid of sorts. You know, bringing the Latino.
My real name is really difficult for people to pronounce.
Lavandera, correct? Last name,
Lavandera.
Lavandera.
Yeah.
Cuban-American, aren't you? Cuban-American? Shout out to all my Cuban-American friends. And very cool, man. I mean, you know, you pioneered. You're like instrumental and sort of start all this. Like, it used to be like the celeb. What is it? The web celebs back in the day?
Yeah, that was the original term.
Right.
I kind of love that. I love a rhyming thing.
Yeah. And then it went from that to progressively where we're at now, which is said, it's so true that you touched on the fact that everything's immediacy. It's like now. It's instant. It's, you know, hence Instagram, you know. You tend to really... How do you guys do it nowadays? Because you get the information before even the people that are involved in the freaking thing have it. They don't even know what just happened. You already know. It's really cool. I've been keeping up with the P. Diddy. I don't know if you knew, but I have a couple of stories, the P. Diddy stories that we won't talk about it now, but maybe at another time. P. Diddy stories that are pretty juicy. Because, you know, I just mentioned I have a Juicy Divas Confessions, a Limo Driver book. And yeah, man, the guy's interesting. I've known that there was a lot of skeletons in their closet, greasy skeletons, you know, in his closet. I knew that. I just didn't know how far the rabbit hole was, how deep it was, to tell you the truth. So what's the latest, my man? I know it's on the blog, but real quick, can you update us real quick on the P. Diddy? I know he's trying to get out, right? He's trying to get out of jail.
Yet another attempt at that, but it's not going to work. You know,
Right.
the government has too much evidence,
Exactly.
and he possesses too much money, too much of a flight risk, too much
Exactly.
of a potential to intimidate witnesses, which he, according to the authorities, has done in the past already. So, given what we've heard thus far, he's going to be serving a lot of time behind bars,
And
without a doubt.
right. And how much do you think, anywhere between what, like 15 to 20, maybe 20 to 25, 20, 25 to life?
I think he'll be in prison the rest of his life.
Wow. Now, do you, based on your intel, okay, and we don't have to talk about it, you know, obviously if you don't choose to, but it'd be great if you did. Do you know there's some, like, there's names or rumors in the rumor mill that there's big names, right? Like, such as P. Diddy involved. How far do you think that really is it really true, or are they trying to really pay their way out?
I mean, lawyers that do not represent Diddy but represent different parties have been making all sorts of allegations, and this happened, and that celebrity reached out to make a private settlement. And, I don't know how much of that all I believe. But then again, maybe a lot of it is true. Personally, I was hesitant for a long time to believe a lot of the Diddy stuff because it just seems so outlandish that I just attributed it all. I thought it was just conspiracy theories. Like, oh, that wacky person, that could not, that's not true. But then a lot of it did end up being true. So I guess, anything is
I'll tell
possible.
you right here,
But,
Ashton Kutcher was a dick to me, man. I drove him and
oh.
P. Diddy, and he was an asshole. He's complete different. Like, he must have been on his period, or I don't know what it was, but he was not he's not very classy as you would imagine him to be, specifically like punked, and I've seen him in other places, like other events, but no, man, complete douchebag for sure. So I wouldn't pass
Jeez.
it. Honest to God, I wouldn't be surprised if he had some links. I mean, because all these people, there was cameras everywhere, and there's video where he says, if you were single during that time, you know, that kind of deal. But anyway, you had something to say, add to the what we were talking about, Diddy.
I don't remember now.
You know, what about Garth Brooks? Can you update us on that? Because I did see something on the blog for our viewership to hear the latest straight from the source.
Yeah, the very latest is that Garth Brooks has countersued his accuser,
Holy moly.
alleging that this former makeup artist has been trying to extort him. And I guess it's just a matter of he said, she said, and to be
Right.
determined in court now. Although, I'm pretty good at predicting things, and I
Yeah.
predict. Even though Garth Brooks has countersued this woman,
Yeah.
he still will most likely settle out of court.
Right.
He will pay her off,
But why
which
didn't do
is
it? Why
just,
didn't you do it before, though?
I know. Well, the same thing I would ask Diddy,
Right.
because Cassie also told Diddy,
Right.
let's settle this privately or I will sue you.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't. So she sued him, and then as soon as she sued him, Diddy didn't think Cassie would go through with it.
Right.
I'm thinking a similar thing probably happened with Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Some type of men just are so
Yeah,
powerful in their
entitled.
own
Right,
minds.
right.
Yeah, they think, oh, they're not going to do this. I
Holier
have
than
control
thou.
over that person.
Right, because I mean, it's fair to point out that all this time in the video barely dropped. You know what I mean? It's also like, you know, the video of him tossing around the whole town, and it's just horrendous, man. I mean, it's awful to see, to be honest with you. Anyone that has a sister, a mother, I mean, no one should ever go through that. I don't care who you are, whether you're famous or not. I mean, it's awful. And you know, the fact that he could keep it a secret that long it speaks volumes of the amount of power this man wielded, and probably thought she's not gonna go through with it, like you just finished saying, you know? So let's get real quick back into Mr. Perez Hilton here. I wanted to know, like, in regards to if you, you know, you've gotten probably blowback and retribution in some form, shape or form, like in terms of maybe legal, and you must have like a good legal team. Are there any of the breaking news or stuff that you had to break that you would have probably have wanted to do if you do it all over, you maybe wouldn't have put out there? Cyberspace, so to speak?
I mean, a lot. Probably, you know, the most wrong I ever was, allegedly,
right,
was when I, you see, the thing is, I probably would still do it again because without revealing my sources, I can't reveal my sources, but I obviously ran it because my sources were impeccable.
Right.
I was told, I forget the year, maybe 2007, 2008, something like that, that Fidel Castro died.
Right.
And it turned out that he allegedly did not die, or at least it was denied. But I think he really did die back then, because I don't know if we saw him in public after that.
Right. Right. Good point.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think I was still right there.
Well, I think you were. And, you know, perhaps they just didn't want you to be on, you know, on the money about it. And they say, you know what? Yeah, we're just going to say, have him die in his own terms almost, you know, when we decide we want to drop the news. My God, it's crazy. You know, and so you've acted off Broadway as well. I have here that you've acted, and as a matter of fact, you got a degree in acting, right? So it's fantastic. What school did you attend? You're a trained actor?
NYU.
Holy moly. Very cool.
Yeah. Wasted a bunch of money. If you want to be an actor,
tell them.
You know what? Don't go to acting school unless you want to do musical theater. Mm-hmm. Then that's probably like really helpful. Mm-hmm. But you know, I personally, get coaching, do one-on-one coaching, but spending so much money to go to acting school.
Yeah.
And I did it. I think, you know, that's dumb.
No, I got acting classes. I mean, I took acting classes with Tom Sizemore, Vince Spano. I went to you know, different coaches, like you said, people that actually were in the trenches, you know, they're actually actors that worked in the business and continue to work. I mean, obviously Tom Sizemore's passed on to better life, but you know, you're right. A lot of people go and get a degree and they think it's like anything else. They're gonna be able to just hand over the degree and say, hey, do I get the part? And it's not how it works, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we got disconnected there for a second.
Oh, no.
I didn't pay my bill. Did I try? So let's move on to the Beagle Live. I mean, this is why you're really, really here. You're going to be, you know, a judge on Beagle Live, and it's like the world's fastest growing showcase live streaming apps. I mean, it's a 24-hour in some cases, right? They got different rooms. And can you explain to me how you got involved in doing the talent show and how it's different than your conventional talent shows that we watch on TV?
Sure. Well, I've streamed live on Bego for years.
Okay.
And I've done events with them in the past.
Right.
They, you know, they had a big awards ceremony at the beginning of 2024 here in Las Vegas that I hosted. So I'm so appreciative of my relationship with Bego and excited to do this, which is very different. It's like, you know, America's Got Talent or The Voice or American Idol, which I am thrilled about because I've always fancied myself like a Simon Cowell. I've been able to help a lot of people get attention and help them in the infancy of their careers.
Right.
But what I would say, you know, if you watch on the Bego app, on Wednesday, the 16th of October,
a week from today,
when you watch live this coming Wednesday, there's going to be a lot of variety of performances,
which is fantastic.
You know, all kinds of different talents, you know, even like two of my favorites were these drag queens that are not like traditional live singing, you know, but
that's cool.
I love a good drag queen.
Yeah,
who doesn't? Everything. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. And RuPaul. I mean, I grew up with RuPaul growing up, you know, like watching it occasionally. I'm the MTV buff, you know. I love like just music, and the reality shows are great. I obviously came to drive and meet and befriend some of the actors that later did reality TV, which is, it was fantastic to see people in, you know, like in at home and doing the same things we all do. Like, holy shit, they're all like us. What do you know? You know? But, yeah, it we're like stoked because I was telling my wife, you know, we really want to watch this next week. And I'm thinking about downloading the app. Just don't you dare. I hear it's very addictive.
Yeah, but definitely download it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because Perez Hilton said so. And let me tell you something. I'm going to add to that. Because growing up, when I was watching, I mean, you and I are probably the same age. 77. You're what, 70? 1977. Okay. So there you go. We kind of watched the same stuff. And then I watched you come on the scene. And it's like, oh, my God, this guy's phenomenal. He's always got, like, the breaking stuff. And then you were just involved with actors, celebrities. Then you did movies, like, full circle. You start off as an actor, and now you're doing acting. How about that? So dreams do come true. And you're an inspiration to me and many, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm in a new slasher movie that's out right now. It just premiered last week. It's called Bad Connection.
Okay.
You can watch it on Amazon Freebie or Tubi.
Tubi. I like Tubi. 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 I have every app, but I'm freaking like giddy about, you know, Tubi is fantastic. I get to watch Valley Girl, which is my favorite movie. You know, I don't know if you've seen Valley Girl. You remember Valley Girl?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, of course. So they call it what it was like a Romeo and Juliet kind of a deal, you know, going on. It was really, really something for anyone that's out there, you know, hasn't seen it already. You know, it's Cardinal Sin. You guys better watch it. But watch your film. So once again, what's the name of your film?
Bad Connection. I just have a little cameo in it. It's a short appearance, but I, like you mentioned, you know, I'm coming full circle, and I definitely want to do more acting.
Yeah. Well, I could write a movie, and you and I could be in it, man. That'd be, you know, I write a part for you. You write a part of two podcasters, right? And a slasher film. But go ahead.
I do love the horror genre.
Yeah, and you have a podcast as well. Why don't you drop the podcast handles? What's the name of your podcast?
The Perez Hilton Podcast. Not the best name, but it's a great show. It's a wonderful show with my co-host, Chris Booker.
There you go.
He's a radio personality in Los Angeles. He's the afternoon guy on Alt 98.7 and is a radio Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And he and I are awesome together. So if you want everything pop culture in podcast form, check us out.
If you want me, you should interview me, man. I got stories that I've never surfaced. And I got to tell you, you'd be like, holy shit, we break the fucking internet that night. So I'm putting it out there. Oh, you don't. Okay. That's cool, but you talk about pop culture. Okay, I love it. It's fantastic.
Well, we used to have guests, but it's so annoying trying to get celebrities on a show.
Yeah,
they're always either running late or just flaking.
Yeah, a lot of people flake. Yeah, welcome to Hollywood, right?
Yeah, I know. It's like it was a headache nonstop.
So this is like very this whole. Real quick, going back to Beagle Live app, real quick where did time go, right? Couple minutes. Beagle Live app next Wednesday. If you can stream, it. People can actually vote online, right? So it's very almost immersive experience, would you say?
You know, I don't want to give any incorrect information. I do believe that's how it will happen.
Right.
What I do know for sure is you'll be able to watch live on the Bigo app.
It's beautiful.
Download it on the App Store. It's Bigo.
I'm doing it now.
You can also watch. What I love about it is how international it is.
Right.
So at the talent show, and normally on Bigo, you can watch people from all over the world.
Right.
Sometimes I'll watch people being totally wacky, and I have no idea even what they're saying. But even though I don't understand them, I'll still be there watching.
It's like Babel, right? Like all these languages, you know. But at the end of the day, that's what's beautiful. The world comes together through internet, isn't it? I mean, just it's phenomenal, bro. Yeah. And any last words? Anything? Any final? Anything you want to say? And I mean, we don't have to ask you for your tags or handles since. You're obviously super famous, but anything you'd like to add in closing?
Just how grateful I am to anybody that has supported throughout the years. And if you're a person who was familiar with me but lost touch, get back in touch.
Right.
Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me even on Facebook. You know what? People still use Facebook, and I'm everywhere. Yeah. So follow me wherever it is that you do your thing.
Facebook's like a diary form, isn't it? Like you write just like a freaking diary.
Well, that's the most surprising thing that I read, according to this new survey.
Yeah.
Facebook has made a comeback with really young people.
No, I don't believe I don't know, you, dude. For real?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe they're using it like young people. I think use it a lot for marketplace,
right?
Facebook marketplace.
Yes.
So they use it. They use it for that. They might be using groups too. So
sure.
Facebook groups.
Oh, okay.
Young people are using Facebook in different ways, but yeah, young people are. It's the middle people. So
get it.
Old people and young people are not using Facebook, and everybody in between is not. They're on Instagram.
We're Instagram. We're still young. You and I are still young. We're Instagram.
I use everything. I'm on, and I still call it Twitter. So I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. You know, wherever.
My friend, it's been nothing but a pleasure talking to you. Our time is up, but. Prez, I'm going to keep in touch with you, okay? Jim Francis Mesa,
Sounds great. Don't forget.
All right, my man.
Right, have
otherwise,
a good one.
Have a blessed one. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. That was Prez Hilton. I'm fucking delighted and beyond, you know, stoked to have him on. And we talk about Beagle Live. Make sure you guys get on Beagle Live, you know, and download it and freaking see it through. Because, you know, that's how we're going to really be able to vote. I think you can vote online is what I'm thinking. Okay. So while I've been, little does he know, but I've been doing my homework and I, through my intel and my sources, I found the contestant I'm going to bring on. Yep. I'm going to have a contestant from Bigo come on shortly. And super flattered, man, to have this, you know, he's just really down to earth guy, you know, and I mean, the guy's been doing it for a hell of a long time, you know, so hats off. This guy's really amazing. Perez Hilton, my God, legendary, right? I mean, if I may say so myself, he's super cool. Had a great time, but yeah, if you guys haven't picked up my book, Juicy Divas, Confessions of a Limo Driver, it is a crime. Pick it up on Amazon. Like I said earlier in the live stream, I had a date with Kamala Harris. You saw her drinking a beer with Stephen last night at the Stephen Colbert show. Well, I got to know her a little intimately. I will talk about it in a couple of weeks with a couple of good friends, DJ Mila. Go look her up on Instagram. She's fantastic. Like 1.9 million followers. She's rad. Oh, there you go. It's an 80s term, right? People still say rad. And Tatiana Kalivoshko. Sorry. Kalivoshko. I'm sorry, Tatiana. You can hang me by my nuts later. Anyway, they're both, I lost the bet. So essentially they're both going to sit here and grill me and ask me some personal questions, at which point I will have to tell some of these stories, juicy stories, and let the world in on these crazy stories. I got a couple of Diddy stories as well. And then we could talk about whatever else you guys want to talk about. I'm awaiting, hopefully, this person will come on. And then we could talk to her or him about Beagle. About Beagle Live. In the meantime, I did the app. I'm invested in it. And maybe we can showcase like radio talk conversations, or maybe just being a talking head on this thing and just go off, you know, like a stream of consciousness, just like I'm doing right this minute. Just talk and talk and talk and, just unbridled. Don't, you know, all inhibitions to the wind. No fucking filter or anything. What do you guys think? I hope to God we get this person on in the next few minutes. But in the meantime, once again, you know, you gotta download the show. Let me see. Okay. So I've just been told that she's going to get on shortly. And I'm totally excited. You guys, LA Talk Radio is a fantastic medium. It's like a great way to put your information out there. If you want to, maybe perhaps get interviewed by yours truly, Jim Francis Mesa. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. So my dad's mother, which makes her my grandmother's cousin, is none other than Maria Felix from Mexico. So anytime you go to a Mexican restaurant and you're eating and there's like a portrait of a beautiful lady with her nice eyebrows, see, like such as like mine, or they were, but not anymore. She's related to me. And then I'm also related to a lot of narcos on my dad's side, but I cannot discuss that any further. It's a joke. Yeah, you guys want to get interviewed? If you want me to talk to you over the phone, or you guys want to follow me at Jim Francis Mesa, or look me up on Google. I have a plethora of stories. I have just an array of things I've done over the course of my life. So check it out. I also have stories with Tom Sizemore. I also have another podcast with my buddy James Welsh, Jim and James Morning Podcast. Such a great one. We've had Byleen on there. We had Chi Chi, who was in, I think just passed away recently, with Laura Fuino. It was him and Laura Fuino we had on. We had, who else did we have on that show? Oh, yeah. Pimp My Ride, AK and Mad Mike, and I don't remember every person we've had on. We've had quite a bit on there. And Sanjini Bhakta, we've had, yeah, that's the, and then I had Juicy Deals Confessions of Limo Driver, where I had my good friend Thomas Riccio on, who I've had recently. He has great OJ Simpson stories. His daughters were playmates and very colorful life. And we gotta say the guy's pretty impressive. He's got a remarkable, crazy story because he won the lotto. I mean, anybody that's won the lotto, holy shit, right? You can't spit and hit a person that's won the lotto. Let's just kind of put it out there. It's not every day you meet someone that's hit the jackpot. Not in that sense, anyway, right? But I know two people that have, and he's one of them. So. Yeah, Thomas Riccio is very interesting. You haven't seen that one already. It's great. And then see Mila, DJ Mila, and Titiana. I've had both of them on. They're fantastic. Great folks I had on. I had also Carlo Mendez, Eva Mendez's brother and his girlfriend, wonderful, girlfriend, Christiana. She was, a couple movies, one with Arnold anyway, I hope everyone's having a great evening. I am beyond psyched to be here. Somebody said, hey, since you sound like you're, I'm always on, realistically. And I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I don't drink water. I peel my chicken. You get it? No. But I definitely, I do veggie tacos. My wife cooks really healthy these days, and we're health conscious to the hilt, if you ask me. I mean, I don't, honest to God, I have steak like maybe once a week. And anyway, but that's the deal. And I hope to have this person on anytime now because, we are ready already for you. Okay. So here's a great story. So I'm gonna tell you guys a story in my book if you hadn't already bought it. But there's one story when I pick up, I drove. When I say I pick up, I didn't pick up on him. I drove him. Jonah Hill. Great, funny guy, right? You've seen him in lots of movies. You've seen him in 21 Jump Street. He's phenomenal. And he, Jonah Hill, he pick him up in the hills off of one of the canyons, and he gets in. He's on the phone the whole time. He gets in, and my car, the trimming on the door was somehow it came apart, right? At the at the seams, it was just all done and whatnot, and the rubber was coming apart. And okay, so that's the deal. So the guy gets in, he gets. And he sits, because what I did is I put the trimming back on so that I could fool the company. take that. Fuck you guys, right? The company went under, so who cares? But, you know, I trimmed, they put the trimming right back on, the rubber trimming on the door. And then he sits in the door, right? And then he's talking to me and he's on the phone and he's like, hey, man, yeah, hey, he's funny as fuck. The guy sounds no different than the character. And then we get to LAX and I think it's whatever, Terminal 4 at the time, Tom Bradley upstairs, drop him off. He gets off and he gets mangled in this thing. So imagine how insane that must have been for him. So he's stuck and he can't get out. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing, sir? You know, that's my property. You just tore that. You're going to have to pay for that. You know that? And he's like, I promise you. And suddenly he's like super bad. No, dude, I'm serious. It was like that already. And then I just told him, I'm just shitting you, bro. It's like, kidding. Completely kidding. None of that happened. I was fooling him. And then he goes, you're funny. You ought to be a comedian. You ought to be an actor. You ought to do stand-up. And he gives me $20. And that was the end of that. But he was fantastic. So I have a lot of stories, Juicy Divas and Juicier Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver. I'm about to do a third volume and I don't do it for money. I do it for fun. I think some of these stories are great to, you know, they're great to be told and, you know, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You can tell these stories for free. They're $3-4, these books. They're not going to make me rich, you guys. Okay. But the stories are going to get you a good laugh. They're entertaining, and it's all at the intent for its intents and purposes. It's all about entertaining at the end of the day, right? That's what I'm all about. And I don't know what happened to the connection, but the person I was supposed to have on somehow is having a hard time connecting, perhaps. But how about that? I mean, we still haven't gotten over this whole Perez Hilton situation. He was on the show here at Almost Famous with Jim. Yours truly, Jim Francis Mesa. If I'd have known this was going to happen, I kept them a little longer. But, you know, I figured if I'm going to have two people on, I have to be able to, you know, work it out in that manner. So I did. But, yeah, I mean, this is totally, totally rad that I had Perez Hilton. I mean, I'm so giddy. I'm still, like, pinching myself. This just really just happened. I'm going to tell you what happened on the way over here, though. That was pretty insane. So on the way over, here, you guys, I hit a cat. I did. Wow. And I love cats. And I feel like, okay, that's 7 years of bad luck. But wait, it was a white cat. So it's 7 years of good luck, right? I don't know. Anyway, whoever cat that was, I did it. If you're watching this live stream, all 1.3 million viewership, I will gladly come over and buy you a new white cat. I know what it looked like, and because it was under my tire, but I'll definitely get you a cat, okay? I promise you. I didn't mean it, by the way, but I'm very sorry. I really am sorry. It's just I was running late, and I said, you know, I don't know what's up. I couldn't find the car keys. I was a little discombobulated, you know? And then I said, wait a minute. And so I'm running out, and suddenly this white cat's like a white rabbit, right, gets in the way. And I'm thinking I'm tripping, dude, because I didn't sleep last night. Because last night I went to an Iron Maiden concert, you know? So rock on, baby. And I got home late. You got home late. And so obviously, for obvious reasons, you know, I was tired, sleep deprived. And I couldn't find the keys. And then I said, all right, I'm out of here. Like a bat out of hell, finally got here and stuff in one piece, thankfully, but the cat didn't. So I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Sincerely, bottom of my heart. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. My producers told me that we don't know if they're going to come through or not. But I'll be quite honest with you. Like, Perez just finished talking about how people flake. And it's so true. People do flake occasionally. Thankfully for me, I've had good luck in that regard. I mean, I've had most of the people that I've invited come and some. So, you know, but there's a time we did have one person that couldn't make it to the podcast when I did the Jim and James Morning Podcast. It's in hiatus right now, but we did that show. One person didn't show up. And then the other, we were supposed to have some other celebrity show up and then they couldn't make it out either. And that was at another studio. But, yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter, these things happen. We're professionals about it. But I'll tell you right now that next week is going to be great, and the week after that is going to be even greater. I promise you. In 2 weeks, I already gave you guys some nuggets. In 2 weeks, it's going to be rocking. But guess what? My clients never... Holy shit, wait, where'd you come from? Oh, my God, it's Kardashian. Holy fucking shit, dude. I am fucking losing my head. Oh, my God, you're on. Holy fuck. Hi. Oh, my God, dude, this is exciting. I thought you weren't going to make it. And then I said, she's going to make it. Oh, my lucky stars.
I was coming. I promise.
Please come. I'm super, super grateful to have you on, Kardashian. I'm beyond blessed to have you on. Oh, my God. And you are, how do you feel? You're one of the 10 finalists on the Beagle Live Talent Show.
Yes, I feel amazing.
It's gotta be a great feeling, isn't it? That overcomes you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it hasn't come with no work by any stretch of the imagination. Oh, you work.
Not at all.
First of all, for the viewership, tell them what you do. What is it that you do and on Beagle Live that's amassed this many followers that's brought you to the place where you're at now?
Yes. So, hello, everyone. My name is Sacha Kardashian, and I am a broadcaster on Beagle Live. My Beagle ID is Sacha Kardashian. I am a entertainer in the art form of female impersonation or drag.
Awesome.
For those that don't know,
mm-hmm.
That's my content.
That's fantastic. And are you Khloe Kardashian, or which one of the Kardashians are you?
I am one of the, I am the melanated Kardashian that they don't talk about.
I thought it's a cross between Khloe for sure and somebody else. You're spectacular. I love your dress, by the way. It looks really rad.
Thank
it looks
you.
Cool. So,
so
tell us, I mean, like the journey, you know, there's 400 million Beagle users out there. You know?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I did not even know there were that many.
Yeah. And so you know that the pressure is on now.
Tell me about it. It's gonna be crazy.
It's insane. And you know, I went looking for you because that's what I do. I didn't tell anyone. Said I'm gonna look for different. I'm gonna get such a Kardashian. I'm gonna get a Kardashian on for sure. And then it happened. And I'm so glad you're here. And I am very grateful because we're rooting for you. By the way, I'm rooting for you. We're rooting for you.
That means so much. Thank you so much.
Now, have you performed live at all? Because you know this is a live show. You're going to be doing.
Yes. So okay. I actually performed for the Beagles, gala that was
Vegas.
In January. Mm-hmm. So I was fortunate enough with two other individuals in our segment to perform, and I closed the number.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. How does it feel to be in the gracing the many people that turn out to these things? Do you feel like what we like to say in acting, what you probably do acting also, we're excited. We're not nervous, right? But we're excited. That's what we use.
So I'm not gonna lie. When I step into realms as big as this, or just anytime just performing in different spaces,
yeah,
I always get a sense of nervousness. But I kind of channel that with that fire and then also a shot of Hennessy. Take a shot of Hennessy. Like, okay, let's go.
They'll make anybody bold, right? How audacious you are. You just take a couple of shots. Here we go.
Let's go. Let's do it.
How did you join Beagle in the first place? How did you join? Like one day you decide, hey, you know what? What the hell? I'm going to give this because it helps showcase my talent in my, you know, area or, you know?
Yeah. So, someone actually brought it up to me.
Okay.
I've been on the app, actually August made 3 years.
Awesome.
So I've been on the app and a friend of mine at the time, he was like, hey, I think this would be a good opportunity for you to showcase who you are and let's see what it is. And I'm
right.
Like, okay, let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And so I never in my wildest dreams that I would have thought that it would have gotten to this point. I would have never thought it would get to this point.
That's fantastic. And how do you prepare for this? Meaning, you know, you take vocal lessons and maybe in the past, and then now you do a certain exercise or a certain mantra or other than the shots, or how long do you have?
So, that's a great question, actually. So pretty much I grew up in a household where music was the heart of the soul. And so learning those songs with artists such as like Anita Baker, Betty Wright, Mary J. Blige, it was
love hot.
My mom and family used to host like a family night every week.
Sure. I'm familiar with that.
Friday night. So, you know,
yeah.
And it actually kind of like resonated with me today on the sure. app because I am the agency owner of the Cookout agency, as well as the Welcome to the Cookout family, because my family, the Cookout meant family to me. So,
bringing
the Cookout from what I was growing up and it's the beautiful. Love of music and the love of performing from growing up through the years into the app. And it's kind of just like meshed together.
Meshed together. So beautifully, right? So masterfully. It all came together. That's so wonderful. Imagine you take something that you do already and now you showcase that. So let me get this straight. Like when you're streaming, because technically, I just downloaded it now. So to be honest with you, because I'm honest, but I'm going to start, you know, really deep diving into it and probably get addicted most likely. I want to get inspired is what I want to do. And do you think I could be on that? Like, is there room for someone like me?
Absolutely. It's a space for everyone.
Okay.
Ego is a space for everyone.
Right.
And it's an audience for everyone. So, it's simple. Like, you can definitely be, while you're at work currently, you could be on your phone set up and going live, and you can, you know,
so
get
it's,
people to come in and chime in.
It's almost like a private reality show of sorts. Like, you do your own thing. Wow.
Yes.
I can see how it could become
it's not
addictive.
Like Facebook, where Facebook Live like cuts your music off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can play music on here. Mm-hmm. You can cuss. Like, you can do all those things. You know, be yourself on the app with moderation.
Okay? Right. Hey, so that begs the question. Like, when you say moderation, like, it can be that risque. Can you really get, you know,
some people get away with it.
Okay.
Some people can get away with it. It's just all about masking things.
Right.
No. It's a zero tolerance. Zero tolerance for that.
Right. Okay. So it's like now, like people say, don't say like KILL. People say unalive now. Right. Online.
Correct.
And just how you mask it. That's cool. Like, and you could guise it in different ways. And I like that. And so, give the viewership a day to day for you. Like when you're on the Beagle. Is this around the clock? How long are you on?
So I do daily. So I am. I try to keep my followers at like a more consistent basis. So I get on about and I'm Central Time. So
okay.
I get on about 9 p.m. Central. And
yes.
Then I do my makeup and stuff like that. So right before this, I was on live doing makeup.
Beautiful.
And stuff like that. And then I get the experience of like you're at an actual show,
so right?
As you know, at a drag show, you don't get to see the girls putting makeup on, getting dressed. So they get to see me do my makeup, and I step away and get dressed, and then come back and do the show. So I go on at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then the show time is usually about 10:30 Central Standard Time.
Wow, that is so cool. It's so rad. Real quickly, because we're almost out of time, by the way. We have a couple more minutes, but don't worry, because I'm going to try to push this narrative until next week. Because next Wednesday, the 16th, we're going to be rooting for you, Kardashian. We are such a Kardashian, That's your handle. We're going to be rooting for you, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to be great. I look forward to maybe someday, you know, meeting up and saying hi and meeting, you know, it'll be fantastic. Are you on Instagram also?
I am.
Okay.
So my Instagram name is also my name on on Beagle is such a Kardashian.
Love it. Yeah. It's beautiful. Just like that. It's great. I love it that you tie it all together. That way there's not like, you know what I mean? Like loose ends or like some people have different names, but it's always smart to do that. You're a good marketer. Right. You know exactly what you're doing. Good business person. And it must have taken a lot to get to the top. I mean, real quick, 2 minutes, inspire us. How quickly did it happen? Did it happen overnight? It was like right out of the bottle. Genie out of the bottle, you can't put it back in. It just started exploding, or you tell me, how'd it go?
No. So I'm a person of always started from the bottom.
Cool.
So I worked my way up.
Awesome. So, hard work and dedication.
I started doing makeup and just, you know, doing like the little talent shows that
people
used to have on the app and doing contests and getting my name out there on that realm. And then it just slowly just
snowballed. And now you're the top 10, and I have a feeling. Do you have a feeling deep down in your gut, or do you have a feeling, or do you know that you're going to win? Are you putting it out there already?
I have a strong feeling.
Guess what?
It's some really good entertainers that are coming across the board, but I feel as though.
And one last thought.
She is coming out on top.
You are going to come out on top, believe you me. We put it out there. Right, put it out to the cosmos, to God, and it's going to make it happen.
Speaking into existence.
We are tight right here. I feel you. Real quick, you, which judge of the three, which are amazing, who do you want to meet? Three judges.
Oh, my God. So I met Perez at the gala.
Okay.
And I would absolutely love to meet Aubrey.
Aubrey's fantastic. Yeah, me too. Yes. So with that said, guys, it's once again, why don't you tell us next Wednesday, Beagle Live talent show, right? So start getting the apps. You can watch it on Beagle Live. It's a streaming app. It'll be streamed to millions of households or wherever it is that you are and you're at that particular time. And then we might be able to vote for you, right? I'm voting for you with all 10 cell phones that I have, a couple of burners there.
Yes.
We're going to go with that, Kardashian. This is Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza. Let's go. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.